Mark Twain once said, "Climate is what we expect, but weather is what we get." This is certainly true. Just wait till tomorrow. More than halfway through Advent, we continue to reflect on the coming of the Messiah. On the 25th, we will celebrate his first coming. But more importantly, we live every day in expectation of his triumphal return, his second coming. Unfortunately, we focus way too much expectation on his birth. Expectations are our beliefs or mental pictures of future things, events, or situations, and our anticipations that what we hope for will be fulfilled. Our lives are full of expectations. Before we are born, our mothers are said to be expecting. After we are born, our parents begin expecting great things of us. You know, my son the lawyer, my daughter the doctor. As we grew, we developed our own set of expectations about life, be they financial, educational, professional, or emotional. Some were realized, probably most were not. It's funny that life doesn't always turn out the way we wanted it to, the way we planned it, the way we expected it to. Unrealized expectations can get us into big trouble, cause lots of problems and confusion, break our hearts, and destroy hope. In today's gospel, we can almost hear the heartbreak in John's voice as he formulates the question, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" So why did John, imprisoned by Herod and on the brink of execution, send his disciples to question Jesus? As his death drew near, John was hurt and disappointed beyond words. He had spent his brief ministry preaching about the imminent appearance of the One. But now from jail, even John was uncertain, thinking, "Am I on the right track? Why should someone be in jail for doing the right thing? If I was wrong about this, was I also wrong about Jesus?" For a people whose history had been shaped by foreign oppression, the hope for a Messiah was markedly political in character. The expected Messiah was to be a warrior who would overthrow the Romans and take the throne of Israel as the second David. Well, it didn't happen. Unrealized expectations. We know the feeling, don't we? Dashed hopes, shattered dreams are no stranger to us. Like John, or at least sometimes, we have given our all. We have invested every ounce of our energy in the noblest of causes, only to see our best efforts come to nothing. We probably not only felt disappointed, but abandoned, and worse, betrayed. We may have even cried out, "Where are you, God? Don't you care about me?" Jesus hears John's question and ours. He had to reply in such a way that John would have no doubt about the genuineness of his messianic activity. Jesus doesn't give a simple yes or no, but points to what's happening in his ministry. The blind see, the lame walk, etc. They are signs that God is present and at work through Jesus. Jesus' answer demanded much of John. He was asking John to stretch his understanding to fit a very different Messiah than the one he expected. Jesus, after all, was not a warrior like David, nor a regal king like Solomon. Rather, Jesus points to his own acts of compassion and healing. They define precisely the kind of Messiah that he really is. Jesus is saying to John and to us, you've got your expectations all wrong. You seem to expect that if you just trust in me, I'll bring you happiness by fixing everything in the world around you. Sorry, that's not Jesus' task, it's ours. Jesus' task is to give us the strength and the grace that will enable us to carry on our share of building God's kingdom. Jesus' job is to show us how we can be happy each day of our life, even in the face of trouble and failure. Well, you know, that's all very interesting. So now what do? Who among us needs a helping hand getting back on their feet? Who needs a friend after being diagnosed with AIDS or cancer? Who needs someone just to listen to their story? Who needs a hug or merely a kind word of encouragement? Who feels emotionally or spiritually dead, or needs to feel part of a community or a family? Who needs to hear that they are loved and wanted? We can act, we can save, we can heal, and we even can raise the dead with the power of the Holy Spirit. But are we doing the work of the Messiah? Now, Jesus won't shield us from the hard parts of life, from adversity, from challenge, and even from pain. But we can depend on the fact that Jesus will always be by our side whenever we need him. Jesus came to save us, you and me, not in the way we might expect, but in God's own way. Like the prophets of old and the farmer in James's letter, we must be patient and work in God's schedule while on this journey we call life. Like John, we all have different expectations of the Messiah. John's question must become our own. Is Jesus the one for us, or are we really looking for another? Our answer must come from deep within, from our experience of and our expectations of Jesus, our Messiah. Today is the third Sunday of Advent. It is also called Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is Latin for rejoice. We can rejoice only if we are expecting and actively waiting for Jesus as the kind of Messiah that he really is, the compassionate and the gentle one of God. My brothers and sisters, is Jesus the one, or have we found another?